One more time, this administration is falling apart from the inside, and this is Exhibit A. Sources confirm that the blow-up between Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi is very real. This has been brewing for 4 months and came to a head at the White House on Wednesday when they got in an all-out fight. Dan Bongino took today off, and a lot of people within the admin were wondering, did he just quit? Did he just full-on rage quit? Now, I made a video earlier that reported Dan Bongino did not quit. He is likely going to tough it out, but we have new updates saying that he is on the verge of ending his job within the Trump administration. I want to walk you through how we got here, because as I was watching videos of Bongino over the past few months, you see him get increasingly angry live on air at the fact that he has to cover all of this BS up. I mean, we have no time to waste. Let's watch this clip of Dan Bongino, the FBI deputy director, former right-wing podcast host on Fox News. And you can just see that he's like frustrated with the fact that people don't believe him, that he has to say this stuff. Take a quick listen and look at his body language.
I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
There is nothing in the file at this point on the Epstein case. And there's going to be a disclosure on this coming shortly. We are working through some. There is video. That is something the public does.
There's
not
video know. Of him killing himself.
No, not the actual act. But there, the entire MCC Bay, it was only one camera. There were other. There's video that when you look at the video, and we will release. That's what's taken a while on this. We are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced and we're going to give the original so you don't think.
It's like my dad when he's slightly frustrated, but he's not really like snapping yet. He's like, I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me, but it's there. The thing is, he basically like dug his own grave. This is a right-wing podcaster who has spent the past 5 years saying the moment they got in, they would unveil the list. Even after they got in, they said, we have the list. We're just looking through it. So either they were lying and they didn't have the list then, or they're lying now and they have it and they're covering something up. I can't tell which one is worse, because either way, you're using the sexual abuse of children as a political tool. Dan Bongino seems to have maybe realized this a bit too late, because now reports are he might resign. Deputy FBI Director Bongino has told people he is considering resigning among Epstein files fallout, sources say. He's thinking about resigning because the Epstein memo did not go his way, and this comes after a heated confrontation with Attorney General Pam Bondi over the handling of the case earlier this week. All right, do you guys remember when Scott Bessent and Elon Musk like shoulder checked each other? Do you guys remember when Trump yelled at Zelensky? Do you guys remember when J.D. Vance ended up tweeting some random debate shit at a random Twitter guy? It's like this entire admin is so childish that they get in fistfights. They're always yelling. The vice president is always quote tweeting random accounts with zero likes whatsoever, zero followers whatsoever. I mean, have you guys seen what the White House posted just today? The White House posted this just today. I made a video about this, but it's an AI photo of a representative crying. Beyond like the racism, it's just juvenile. While all of this is happening, the admin is running away from the Epstein files. Trump is posting AI photos of him as Superman, and Dan Bongino is yelling at Pam Bondi. Let me tell you the story. The infighting over this case came to a head during a Wednesday meeting, which included Bongino, Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. What a nightmare blunt rotation. The only adult in the room, to be honest, is Susie Wiles, and that's still kind of a stretch. She's the only person who I've seen have a lick of strategy this entire time, just from what I've read. The sources say Bongino and Patel were confronted about whether they were behind a story that the FBI wanted more information released, but was ultimately stymied by the Department of Justice, which is basically throwing Pam Bondi under the bus. And we can't let Republicans do this. A lot of Republicans and MAGA pundits have been playing this game where they say, Pam Bondi's gotta go. She's covering something up. That entirely misses the point. Pam Bondi is not the one that's the high. The buck stops with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the one who is directing this cover-up in a top-down manner. Don't let them, you know, wiggle out of that. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler channel below. We are rapidly starting to blow right-wing channels out of the water, and we need your help to do it. I'm eternally grateful for each and every single one of you. CNN has reached out to Bongino and the FBI for comment after Bongino denied leaking this notion to News Nation, which published a story, a source familiar with the matter told CNN. though he did not sign a statement defending the review included in that article. And here's the thing. We also have reports that Dan Bongino was immediately thrown under the bus once this footage came out. You know, the 11, 12-hour footage that was missing 1 minute? This says, at the center of the argument was a surveillance video from outside of Epstein's cell that the administration released, saying it was proof no one had entered the room. The 10-hour video had a missing minute, and Dan Bongino was the one who was immediately blamed. This person on Twitter, Julie Kelly, says he has not been in the office since. Most of the frustration at the FBI relates to Pam Bondi's handling of the Epstein disclosures. There is no question the MAGA base is behind Bongino. I respect Pam Bondi, says this Trump supporter reporting this, and understand the immense challenge at taking the reins of such a systemically corrupt agency. But the self-inflicted wounds and unforced errors are consuming attention away from other DOJ FBI achievements. What achievements? Their entire case, the entire idea of putting nut jobs like Kash Patel into the FBI, the entire argument for putting Pam Bondi into the DOJ was that if Trump had loyalists and people who were outsiders, they would begin to spill the beans on all of the inside information. Well, that theory has been proven wrong over and over and over, and now the DOJ and FBI has nothing to show for it. I mean, at least the Department of Defense has Pete Hegseth drinking himself away, leaking messages every day. It's just a mess. Julie Kelly then says, very tough call for the White House right now. I don't see any way Bondi survives this long term. The base won't tolerate it. So do they lose Bongino, maybe Cash, in the short term, and her in the not-so-distant future, or do they rip the Band-Aid off now and let Cash and Dan do their thing with the new boss? I mean, that would be a decent question, but that's presupposing the idea that Pam Bondi is the one holding this all up. It's not. Donald Trump is the one who doesn't want the Epstein files released for, you know, you can figure out why. And he's telling Pam Bondi not to release it. There's not some internal strife because Pam Bondi is holding everything up. No. If Donald Trump wanted to release it, it would be released. Quote, the whole thing has been a complete mess and no one is happy, a source briefed on the matter told CNN. And this is a key pressure point that we need to keep pushing on with MAGA. I also want to be talking about the big ugly bill. I'm going to be making videos about ICE. We make a ton of videos about this every single day. But it's very, very important to point out that this is a pressure point that MAGA is not really having a fun time with. A lot of the most conspiratorial fans are wondering, wait a minute, were they lying to me? A lot of the even people that don't pay attention to politics, my friends who don't really care for it, but they just slightly lean right because their parents do, I see them posting Instagram reels, liking Instagram reels, wondering what the hell's happening. So let's keep the pressure up. Make sure you're subscribed below. Comment a blue heart. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.